Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to today's daf. Today's daf is daf Peitet. We are going to start from about 10 lines from the top of the page on Peitet Amud Aleph Amar Abaye. I apologize for the last week or a week and a half I was not here, I was away. But let's jump back in and continue strong. Let's try to get back into Bava Kama. Okay, we're jumping right in. Today's class should be for the Hatzlecha of all of Am Yisrael. All of our soldiers, the returning of all of our hostages, B'zad Hashem, healthy, happily, speedily during our days, and also for the Hatzalah, Beitan, Moshe, and Miriam, and the Havdil, also for the Refu'ah, Shalom, Yehudam, and Yafa, Yafa, and Miriam, Ben Zion, and Rachel, Yamin, Ben Shoshana, Yitzchak, Ben Yafa, B'zad Hashem, should have a Refu'ah, Shalom. Okay, we are on Peitin Amud Aleph, towards the top of the page, 10 lines from the top of the page, second word on the line, Amar Abaye. Tovat hana'a ho'il va'ata lidan neima b'milta. This concept called Tovat hana'a, he says, since it came to our hands, now let's say something about it. We're going to explain what this Tovat hana'a is. So Tovat hana'a le'isha havya. Tovat hana'a goes to the woman, meaning the extra benefit the woman has for her part of the ketubah, meaning if the man divorces her or she becomes a widow, she has that ownership on that side of the ketubah. So she has the will, she has the ability to be able to sell her part of the ketubah to somebody else for kind of like betting on if the man will die first or divorce her. So that goes, that hana'a, that extra benefit goes to the woman. If you think it goes to the man, then the witnesses, like we were talking about in the previous amud, the witnesses should say to her, what are we causing you to lose out on? It should say, if you would have sold it with tovat hana'a, baal hava shakil minach, the husband, it goes to him. If so, then he would have just come and taken it. So therefore, it must be that it does not go to him, it goes to the woman. So Amar Rav Shalman, mishum de'ika revach beita, he says, no. Really, even if you want to say that really it does go to the husband, and the husband can take it, over here, the woman has something called revach beita, where the house gets widened. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, noach le'isha le'mokhra b'chaya, a woman would want to sell her rights of the ketubah in her lifetime, kedei she'teh parnasata mitzvah b'beita b'revach, so that the parnasah in her house should be more found. She should have more parnasah available in the home. That's why. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava hilcheta, the halakha is, tovat hana'a le'isha, that extra benefit, it goes to the woman, and ve'en habal ochel perot, and the husband does not eat the fruits from that. And the Gemara explains, my tama, what's the reason? Pera takinu le'rabbanan, pera de pera lo takinu le'rabbanan. The Chachamim instituted that the husband would eat the fruits, but not the fruits of the fruits. And this is considered the fruits of the fruits. Rashi says, lo amrina nikach ba'en karka vu ochel perot. We don't say he should buy with that a property, and he gets to eat the fruits of that property. No, we don't say that, because this is already considered the fruits of the fruits. Kiata Rav Papa Rav Hunabreda Rav Yeshua Mibei Rav, when they came from the academy of Rav, Amrei, they said, Tanina le Takanat Usha. We learned the establishment of Usha, right? The Takanat Usha was said on the previous Amud, was that a woman can sell the Nichse Malog, the property she received in the marriage, during the lifetime of her husband, and then if she dies, the husband can go and take it away from the buyers. So the Gemara says, "Ha'eved va'isha pegiatan ra'a." Slave and a woman, their pegia, hurting them is bad. Ha'chovel ba'en chayav. Somebody damages them, you'd be liable. Ve'hem shechavlu ba'acharim peturin. But if they damaged others, they would be exempt. So the Gemara says, "Ve'isal kedatach leita la'takanat usha." If you think we don't have such an establishment of usha, tizaben nichse milog v'titen le. Why doesn't she just sell her nichse milog and give it to the one she damaged? She damaged someone. So sell the properties that you got after your marriage that belongs to you, and you can give it to that person you damaged. So clearly you can't do that. So the Gemara says, "L'tamech," according to your reasoning, "Nehi nami de'iti le'takanat usha." Let's say there is the establishment of usha. V'lo matzeh mezavne legamrin. She cannot sell it completely, but tezaben le'nechse melog v'tovat hana v'titen le. Why doesn't she sell the nechse melog, these properties she received that are hers, with the tovat hana'a, with the benefit of, let's say, he divorces her or he dies, and that's what she should give to the damaged one that she damaged. Ela must be delayed la, it must be she doesn't have nichse melog, hachinami. So too in our case, it's talking about a case, delayed la, that she does not have any. The Gemara says, utezaben ketubata v'tovat hana'a v'titene. Why doesn't she sell her ketubah with tovat hana'a, with the benefit that she has, like we've explained, and give it to the one she damaged. So the Gemara says, Hamani, who's the author here? Rabbi Meir. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. A person is not allowed to keep his wife amongst him, meaning he's not allowed to be married to a woman without a when she does not have a ketubah, even for one moment, even for 1 hour. What's the reason? So it should not be easy for him to divorce her. When there's no ketubah, there's no he can divorce her anytime and he doesn't have to pay anything. So that's why you should always have a ketubah. The Gemara says, "Hacha lo migaresh la." Over here, he's not going to divorce her. Why? Di migaresh la atu hanach dezavne gavula liktubata mine. Because those that bought it from her, that bought the betovat hana'a, if he divorces her, they're going to come and collect it from the husband. So therefore, he's not going to divorce her in such a case. Ella, it must be tovat hana'a milei ninu. It must be the tovat hana'a, this extra benefit, is only words. And words do not become mishubad, they don't become owed to that person. The Gemara says, Alama lo, why not? These are words that are valued at money. They can be sold with money. Meaning these words that you're saying, with tovat hana'a, that it is valuable. Why can't it be mishubad? So, Ela mishum de Shmuel, it's following the opinion of Shmuel. Ta'amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hamocher shtar chov lechavero. If somebody sells a shtar chov to his friend, meaning someone owed him money, he sold that owing to someone else, v'chazarum chalo, and then he went and foregoed on the thing that was owed to him. Machul, it's considered foregone. V'afili yoresh mochel, and even someone who inherits this can forego on that money owed. So what do you see over here? Rashi says, Hilkach i'amrinan la tizaben, if we tell her to sell her rights, mafsidinan le'lokeach, the buyer loses out. Because she's going to go and forego on the ketubah to the husband. Because against her will, she's selling it. So therefore, we're going to say the same thing over here. So the Gemara says, Amri, no, we say, Kol legabe baal badai machalale. For sure by the husband, anything towards the husband, for sure she is going to forego on it. We're not going to cause this buyer to lose out explicitly. Meaning he's coming and buying the rights to her side of the ketubah, and she's going to go and forego on of it. That's not fair, so we're not going to do such a thing. The Gemara says, why don't you sell it to the one she damaged with tovat hana'a, with the extra benefit that we're talking about. Flipping the amud, di machala legave baal lo kamafsi, that if she would forego it towards the husband, the buyer is not losing out on anything. Why? Dehashtana mi lo midi kayavila. Because even now, she's not giving him anything. Meaning she wasn't giving him anything before, and now that she foregoed on such a owing, he's not getting anything anyway. So either way you go, she's not receiving anything. So the Gemara says, sof sof, but at the end of the day, kol legabe baal vaday machala, at the end of the day, anything towards the husband, she's for sure going to forego on that. Meaning she sold her rights to the ketubah. She owes him, the husband, the ketubah. She's going to forego it. V'atruche beidina bichdi lo matachinan. We're not going to cause the beidin to go and toreach, to burden themselves for no reason. If it's for no reason, we're not going to cause them to do it. So the Gemara says, Ela hadetanya, we have the following baraita. V'chen hi shechavela v'baala lo yisida ketubata. If a woman damages her husband, she doesn't lose out on the ketubah. She doesn't lose her ketubah. Amai, what's the reason? She can sell to the husband the ketubah with the tovat hana'a, with the benefit of her side, that if he divorces her or he dies, she gets it, really now goes to him, with that damage that she caused. Now if she forgoes it, that which is owed to her, there's no loss out, because it's going to the husband now. She's selling the side of the rights to the ketubah to the husband himself. So even if she forgoes on it, there's no loss. The Gemara says, "Hav vaday Rabbi Meir." And the Gemara says, "This is for sure following Rabbi Meir." Da'amar asur la'adam she'ashet ishto afilu she'achad b'lo ketubah. A person is not allowed to be married to a woman even for 1 hour without a ketubah. Right? V'tama mai, what's the reason? We said this just earlier. So it should not be easy for the husband to divorce her. Because if a woman does not have a ketubah, he can easily divorce her. He doesn't have to pay anything. The Gemara says, over here, he will divorce her and then collect the money of the ketubah, instead of paying it, he's going to collect it in his damage that was caused to him. So that's what he's going to do. The Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Hashta Nami, over there also, Megareshla, Vigabe Levechavale Mina. So too over there, he's going to divorce her and collect that right of the ketubah on his damage that she caused to him. So the Gemara says, Kegon din nefish ketubata. No, the ketubah was worth much more. Meaning, it's not worth it for him. He was caused damage X. He added something called the Tosefet Ketubah, which we all do today. He added a lot more to his Ketubah than the 100 for a widow, 100 zuz for a widow, or 200 zuz for a virgin. He added much more than that. So if he divorces her, he's going to have to pay her a whole sum of money, and he's only going to get a portion of it back, so it's not worth it for him. The Mishuma Hupurta Lo Mafsid Ketubah. He's not going to lose out on so much in order to get a little bit of payment for his damage. It's not worth it. The Gemara says, V'idin Nafisha Ketubata Miktubah Deoraita. Hold on. We know according to the Torah, ketubah is either 100 zuz is what you have to pay for a widow, or 200 zuz for a regular woman, a virgin. So nukma ketubah deoraita. So why don't we establish it on the biblical law of the ketubah, meaning it's 100 or 200. Ve'idach tizabna nihale v'chavale, and the remainder, the extra tosefet, the extra part that he added to the ketubah, that should be sold to him to pay for the damage that she caused it. Why don't we say that? So the Gemara says, "Kegon delon nefisha ketubata miktubah deoraita." Ah, because he didn't add so much. Like nowadays, people add so much more money, but he didn't add that much more. It wasn't more than the ketubah deoraita, the biblical status of what the ketubah is—a 100 or 200 zuz. So the Gemara says, "Dehave chavale arba azuzay." Let's say the damage was 4 zuz. She only caused damage in 4 zuz. Dimishuma arba azuzay lo mafsid 25. For 4 zoos, he's not going to lose out on 25. What's 25? 25 slaim. It's a different measurement. Every sela is 4 zoos. So 25 slaim is 100. He's referring to the general ketubah of a widow. That's just what Rashi says. Upechutash beketubot nakat. He just took the smallest amount of a ketubah, which is 100 zoos for a widow. That amount, he's not going to lose out on and pay her to get a 4 zuz, 2.5% of it back in the damage that she caused him. Unless he's really stubborn, he's not that dumb. So, Ela Hadatana, we must say the following baraita. Keshem shelotim kor vehi tachtav. Just like she cannot sell the part of the ketubah when she's still under him. Kach lo tafsid vehi tachtav. So too, she cannot lose out when she's still under him. The Gemara says, hold on, she can't lose out while under him. We find sometimes a case where the woman loses out while she's still under the man. What's the case? How do we find such a case? So the Gemara says, "Kigon de nefisha ketubata miktubah deoraita." If let's say the added part, the tosefet ketubah that he added, is more than the ketubah itself, than the biblical ketubah, he added more than 100 for a widow or 200 for a regular virgin. And so therefore what? And so therefore, if she caused damage to him, now with that damage, he can collect the tosefet part, which is let's say 300, and pay her only 200, so she actually loses out while being under her. He can divorce her and collect 300, and she gets only 200. So she would lose out. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Seifa Ata'an L'Ketubat, Benin Dichrin. The latter part is talking about ketubah of Benin Dichrin. What is Benin Dichrin? So let's say a man is married, he marries two women. Okay, and he has children with both of them. And then each one, here, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Benin Dichrin de'evu lichi minai inun yevon yartin kesavt ketubatich yatir al chulkayon de'im achvon. Hayu lo shtei nashim. He had two wives. One wife's ketubah was greater than the other one. And both of the women died during his lifetime. And he inherited them. Or one of them died and inherited her. Still, the children did not lose out in the ketubah. If she has a male son from that husband, when the man dies, they come to split it. They each split then the value. They get the inheritance, but they split the value of the ketubah of their mothers. So if Rachel was worth 1,000 and this one, Leah was worth 500, after the women die, and then the husband dies, they each split first the ketubah of their mothers. That's what ketubah b'nei nichrin is. And that's what we are talking about over here. That's what this latter part is talking about. So the Gemara says, Rachi ketani, this is what it was meant to say. Keshem sha mocher ketubata l'acherim lo hivsida ketubata ketubat benin dechrin. Just like someone who sells their ketubah to someone else, they don't lose out on the children's ketubah. Meaning when the woman dies and the husband dies, they don't lose out. They get the ketubah of their mother to the children. My tama, what's the reason? Zuzehu de ansua. Because the only reason she did that was she was stuck with no money. She was forced to have to pay someone. And that's why she did that. So kach so too mocher ketubata lebala. If somebody sells their ketubah to their husband, lo yifsida ketubat benin dechrin, she did not lose out on the ketubah of her children, meaning the children still get the portion of the ketubah when the mom and the dad both die. My tama, what's the reason? The same thing, zuzehu de ansua, is because of money that she was forced to do such a thing, and so therefore it would still go to the children after their death. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll do one halakha on today's daf. We started on Peitet Amud Aleph, and there was an interesting halakha on the beginning of the page. We were discussing Tovat Tana'a, this extra benefit of the woman, that if she can sell her rights to the part of the ketubah, that if he dies or he divorces her, someone can bet on that, kind of, that someone can buy that part, and that's a Tovat Tana'a, that's a benefit. So does that go to the woman or does that go to the husband? So the Gemara said that Hilchita is that it goes to the woman, and the Halakha and the Shulchan Aruch says exactly that. Avali Macherak Ketubata V'Nidunata Ota Haddamim Ein Abal Ochel Perutem, the husband cannot eat those fruits, and that is something that goes to the woman. It does not, meaning the halakha is, he cannot even eat those fruits. That's the deen. He's not even able to eat such fruits. Meaning we don't say buy a property with it and he would eat the fruits. No, really it only goes towards the woman. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll do a 1-minute recap on today's daf.